Well, we love our time in Mudgee, and it's come around quickly from last year. We're expecting a 37-degree day here for the races.
Wow.
But director of the property shop, Andrew Palmer, joined us last year. G'day, Andrew.
How are you, Slats?
Good to see you, mate. Great to be back in this thriving area of Mudgee.
Absolutely killing it here at the moment. The town's just going from strength to strength. Always has been, always punched above its weight, but we're going better.
Yeah, and there's so much going on, though, isn't it? It reminds me, I know Wagga's a bigger... Well, it's classed as a city, I suppose, Wagga, but there's always a lot going on, a lot of industry, a lot of different things.
Yeah, plenty going on here. I grew up here, I moved away, I came back about 5 years ago, and I can tell you, it's you don't get a rest. There's plenty to do here. We've got obviously a massive weekend this weekend. The real estate side of the town is tremendous.
Yeah.
We're a huge weekend coming up in February, and it's just constant all the way through the year. There's always something to do. I go away for a rest.
Yeah, it's which good. Is good, and obviously the... You mentioned the real estate. Is it country people? Is it people looking for the big, instead of the sea change, it's the country change to relaxed atmosphere from
the tree changes, particularly through through this year. It's almost like it's gone to another level. We've got people coming out here. I mean, you can buy average house price here is about for just under 400,000, so about 385,000. You can buy a house. If you've got about 600, you can buy 20 acres with a nice four-bedroom house, a few kilometres from town. So it is a great value area, but and again, going back to it, plenty to do when you're here. So lots of tree changes.
And you link in, mate, with the McGrath Foundation, I see.
We do. One of the directors of our business, Hugh Bateman, last year did a 3,000 kilometre tractor trek around New South Wales, raised about $385,000 for the McGrath Foundation.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then this year we doubled up on that and we turned our town pink in October. We had got about 280 businesses involved. The whole place went pink, and I think we've just ticked over about $110,000 for the McGrath Foundation again through that. So massive. The community gets right behind these sort of things. Yeah. It really is a great community for charities and so forth.
That's what racing does for communities as well. Often the thoroughbred and the race course is a big, not only a social hub, a work hub as well, but that community feeling. The first race is at 1:10 and the Mudgee Cup is not until 5:05. Slats mentioned it's going to be mid-30s.
Yes.
I know we were chatting. No one will be short of a very responsible drink out there this afternoon, because a lot of people have their Christmas parties. I imagine the property shop's having their Christmas party out there as well.
We're actually not, but we'll be out there in force. Yeah. And our Christmas party's on tomorrow night, so we're just going to double up.
You're going double up.
It's harder to do that.
Have you studied the form yet?
Mate, I've got no idea.
Yeah.
I reckon it'll be a brown one. But I think all the Calcutta the other night, last night, I think, are you sure? I think Des Kennedy's actually got involved in that one. Is a good chance, so I think I might lean that one.
Okay, are you sure? Cameron Crockett, who joined us in the van this time last year with a very, very strong hand, trains on the track there. And Jay Ford's up from Sydney to be riding, Are You Sure? So it all looks fantastic. Mate, great to have you coming again. Thanks for your support again and for helping to host us. And we wish you all the best and have a big day today.
Thanks for coming up, guys.
It's great to
see you
here, mate.
Enjoy
Thank
the
you,
time.
Andrew.
Obviously an Ironman, if you can back up today and then back up tomorrow as well, you are a freak. Andrew Palmer joining us from the property shop here in Mudgee.